Coming up on Science News Weekly, neurons ride a wave, you should take a bath, and a planet evaporates. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode 14, recorded Thursday, May 24th, 2012. The Eat Me Signal. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/sciencenews. It is May 24th, 2012, and these are the science stories that made headlines this week. New research in the journal Neurons suggests that your brain might be set up to eat itself. Well, particular cells called microglia are responsible for pruning away unnecessary synapses, helping to make your brain more efficient. Researchers from Boston Children's Hospital found that microglia have receptors for a complement protein that's found on some synapses called C3, which they described as an eat-me signal. This finding could also pave the way toward greater understanding of neurodegenerative and developmental disorders. A related study in Developmental Cell reports that damage to neurons in the brain results in a wave of calcium ions that spreads out from the point of injury. Microglia respond to that signal and follow the calcium breadcrumbs back to the site in order to engulf dead cells. Experiments show that the neurotransmitter glutamate is ultimately responsible for this calcium wave. The following story is an excuse for you to take a walk or a bath or, you know, anything relaxing that lets your mind wander. Undemanding tasks that allow your mind to wander might be as good for fostering creativity as REM sleep, finds a study soon to be published in the journal Psychological Science. The UC Riverside team discovered that students who engaged in an undemanding activity for 12 minutes after completing two cognitively demanding tasks of creativity performed 41% better when retested on the tasks than other groups of students who either rested, undertook a demanding memory activity, or had no break at all. So rest up. It's good for you. In another example of why this is a great time to be a mouse, Spanish scientists used gene therapy to increase mouse lifespan by up to 24%. The gene for telomerase was inserted into 1- and 2-year-old mice with a viral vector. The one-year-old saw lifespan increases of 24%, while the 2-year-old's lives were extended by 13%. Additionally, the mice experienced fewer symptoms associated with aging. The Kepler Observatory released evidence of a planet's demise through evaporation this week. The planet orbits very close to its star, known as KIC 12557548. So close, in fact, that it is literally evaporating away as temperatures on its surface reach up to 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. The gas and dust wicking away from the planet into space is what first brought the doomed ball to astronomers' attention. Swedish researchers presented evidence that phthalates from PVC flooring materials can be absorbed into the bodies of infants from dust that is ingested, breathed, or absorbed through the skin. Urine from babies between 2 and 6 months old was analyzed for phthalate levels, which were found to be higher in babies from homes with PVC flooring. A study in International Geology Review used earthquake activity at the Dead Sea to pinpoint the day of Jesus's crucifixion. Additionally, factoring in the Jewish calendar and astronomical calculations, it allowed researchers to conclude that Friday, April 3rd, 33 AD, was the best historical match. A World Health Organization report states that most of Japan has radiation levels below what is known to normally cause cancer at 0.1 to 1 millisieverts. Two locations near the Fukushima power plant are exposed to 10 to 50 millisieverts, while the rest of the Fukushima area has levels in the 1 to 10 millisievert range. The journal Science reports that Mars has had abundant organic chemistry throughout its history and is stocked with the building blocks for life: reduced carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. However, the carbon came from volcanic activity rather than from other life forms or from contamination by Earth. And after a last-second cancellation on May 19th, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket into space without a hiccup on a historical day, Tuesday, May 22nd at 3:44 a.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral, Florida. The rocket delivered a Dragon cargo spacecraft into orbit, and the Dragon has since performed two flybys of the International Space Station in preparation for its eventual docking on Friday, which I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes, and we'll keep you updated next week. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles in all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For listeners of Science News Weekly, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. To download any audiobook of your choice for free, or any one of your choice, I suggest something sciency. Go to audiblepodcast.com/science news. That's audiblepodcast.com/science news. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/Kiki. I'm Dr. Kiki. Thanks for watching.